at the NACUSO Network Conference in Orlando, Florida with David Weed. How are you, David?
Hey, Mike. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great.
How's the show going for you so far?
It's a great show. Not only is it great to network among various colleagues, but as well the content's rich, you know, from recent MBL regulation to regulatory changes, and as well a few keynote speakers. So.
Yeah.
Dan Marino was very interesting.
He was interesting at that, yes.
Yeah,
a lot of fun for everybody.
It was.
So let's talk about what you want to talk about here, CUSO initiatives, CUSO.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you guys doing in that area?
Cubed.
CUSO Cubed, that's right.
Well, actually, you know, we actually started three CUSOs all at the same time.
You did? Oh, wow.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Business Lending CUSO, which furthered our marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We're a New England-based credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, business doesn't stop at the border.
Right? No, it doesn't.
So we authored a business lending CUSO,
mm-hmm.
allowed us to reach and serve members into Massachusetts, into Maine, into Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And we've grown to about $54 million in assets in a year
wow.
and a half.
Yeah. Well done. In a year and a half? Are you kidding? Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you attribute that to? Just great interest? Meeting a demand?
Well, it's meeting a demand.
Yeah.
We have great experienced staff. Who have years of experience in business lending.
Mm-hmm.
They can serve, you know, from the smallest loan to the largest loan.
Mm-hmm.
And so we deal with a wide range of business solutions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, again, the economy is strong. People are investing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
right.
business owners are out there making yeah. decisions. So we're there to serve.
How is this conference helping you guys out in that regard?
Well, there's a lot of opportunity in the CUSO space. I mentioned we started three CUSOs at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We've launched two, property and casualty and business lending.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to launch a third, which is international bill pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that initiative, we can move, we serve military members as well.
And oh, great.
So, with that initiative, we can move money from their account mm-hmm. in 20 different currencies mm-hmm. and pay vendors and local economies.
Mm-hmm.
The intent of that CUSO is to serve other credit unions who have military members.
Oh.
So we've got the infrastructure, the system, and we can deliver a unique service to their members.
Right on.
The CUSO initiative allows us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Man, you guys are moving and shaking.
Well
done.
It is. It's about ideas. I've heard many different ideas
mm-hmm.
This week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a CUSO that offered cell phone services to members. Yeah, and, you know, there
okay.
was, right? They, you know, had a service, you know, older member base,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they just want the flip phone service at a reasonable price. They were able to deliver that in a CUSO. So,
sometimes I miss the flip phone, you know?
That right?
was, you know, it was kind of cool when you slap it shut with authority, like, all right, I did something.
Now you have to go this, and this.
Well, cool. I mean, let's get your crystal ball out. How do you see the rest of 2017 shaping up? Because, I mean, you guys are award-winning programs, open up CUSOs left and right. How do you see 2017 shaping up in this area?
I think it's opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I see that, you know, to my point earlier, members are looking to make investments, business owners and such.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good platform,
mm-hmm.
strong client base, and I think that, you know, we're going to see additional growth. We're expecting to expand or double our business over
wow.
the year.
Good yeah. times, good times. Yeah. Great message to end on. David,
all right.
thanks for stopping
Mike,
by.
Thank you.
Well done. Keep up the good work, okay?
Great.